For the Orleans County Historical Association, September 27, 1979, Helen McAllister of Medina, New York is interviewing Mrs. Minnie Alice of the Bates Road outside of Medina, New York.
Okay.
Oh. I was born in Ontario County near Seneca Castle, September 15, 1889. I was born in my parents' home, where there was no hospitals at that time. Is that all right?
That's fine. Would you please tell us, what was your father's name?
William Mosey.
Mm-hmm. And what was your mother's maiden name?
Martha Sidney.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for a living?
He was a farmer.
What kind of a farmer? Grain or fruit or animals?
Well, I should say mixed.
Mixed.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
He had animals, sheep, cows, raised cabbage, wheat, oats, rye, and had fruit orchards of apples and cherries.
Mm-hmm. How large a farm did
50
he...
50 acres.
50 acres. Now, did you have any brothers or sisters?
Just one sister. She was 8 years older than I.
Mm-hmm. And her name?
Carrie. Carrie Mosey.
Carrie Mosey. And was she married
yes.
later?
Yes, she married Charles Buchan.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember?
Is that...
Yes, it's going. What do you remember as a young girl at home? Before you, can you remember anything before you went to school? How you used to play with your sister or help your mother or father?
Well, I didn't play much with my sister because she was 8 years older than I, and we was all just fighting. And I remember my mother taking me up, something about that, taking me up in the orchard with a cow.
Sure, sure. Oh, your mother took you up in an orchard?
Right up in the pasture lot, to get the cows. She put me in my child's wagon and lugged me up there. It was quite easily a half a mile.
Now she was going to go get the cows
she
to
was
bring them in to milk?
Going to get the cows for night.
Uh-huh.
And the cows, of course, was in a further corner. And she was tired, dragging me along. So she left me in the middle of the pasture, mm-hmm. and she went back to get the cows started, and they started with her on a run, mm-hmm. all headed towards me,
mm-hmm.
and I was frightened. I was only about 3 years old, and I guess she was frightened too, but when they got near me, they went right by and paid no attention to me.
And you were safe.
I was safe.
Mm-hmm. What started them running, do you know?
Well, it was a very hot day, and the flies was bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all just kicked up their heels and
all. Oh, that would be frightening.
Yeah, yes. And I can shut my eyes and see them coming towards me yet.
Did that make you afraid of cows?
No, I never was afraid of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, did you have families nearby, your relatives nearby, so that you enjoyed each other during Christmas time and holidays?
Yes, I had a cousin. Well, she was a cousin to my father, and we all just went back and forth for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year that I came down with a chicken pox the day before Christmas. And I was so afraid I couldn't go to the Christmas, but I went.
Well, speaking of chicken pox and not feeling well, going back to the time of your birth, and you said you were born at home, doctors made house calls then, didn't they?
Well, I didn't have a doctor for the chicken pox.
You didn't?
No.
No. Well, at the time you were born, did your mother ever tell you how much the doctor charged?
Yes, $15.
15?
15, and I've got the receipt.
What was that day?
It was Dr. Delaney that was my doctor.
Did your mother have any help around the house doing her farm housework?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, she done it all. But of course, when she had her children, there had a nurse came in, The nurse was a relative of my father.
Did she come in just for the time of the birth?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And usually we stayed a couple of weeks. Or I think she came a few days before. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was your mother creative in painting or doing quilting or anything like that?
Well, she was talented, but she never done it. She could have. Mm-hmm. She was a beautiful drawer. Mm-hmm. I have some of her drawings mm-hmm. done in pen and ink.
Did she sing? Did you have a
no,
piano?
She didn't sing nor play much. Oh, she could play a little, mm-hmm. like chords.
Mm-hmm. You have, in your family, you have people who were musically inclined.
Well, not so much in my family as it was in my husband's.
I see. Well, we'll get to your husband just a little bit later then.
So I played with myself.
You played by yourself when you were a child?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have television to watch?
Oh, no television or no telephone mm-hmm. and no mail delivery. My father had to go to Seneca Castle to get his mail. That was about 2 miles. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I can remember when the first mail carrier came around and when our first telephone was installed.
What was your first telephone like?
It was one of those wall telephones that you hang on the wall and about 10 or 15 on the party line.
And you could hear anybody talking when you picked up the receiver.
Yeah, and you could hear when they were called because the rings came into all of the telephones. Mm-hmm. So when any of your neighbors got a call, well, you knew it, and if you wanted to listen, you could go listen.
And if the operator wanted to call you, she might ring 3 long and 2 short?
Yeah, she'd ring your number. Mm-hmm. Our number was 1 long, 1 short and 2 long.
Mm-hmm. Well, the time came when you went to school. Tell us about that.
When the weather was bad, my father always took me and come and got me. And the rest of the time I walked. And then when I got a little older, he bought me a bicycle. And I used that mm-hmm. to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school at first?
Well, it's the Sand Hill District School, they called it.
Mm-hmm. Was that a country school?
Yeah, a country school. I had all 8 grades.
In one room?
In one room, mm-hmm. one teacher.
Hmm. Did you start out in first grade?
Well, they didn't have grades. You just went through your readers. You went to first reader, second reader, and third reader. And you're supposed to take a year to go through the readers, but sometimes we'll go through 2 or 3 readers in a year.
Hmm.
And you just advanced as you learned, I think they would call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did your reader have all subjects or just reading?
Just reading.
What about your mathematics and other subjects?
That was separate. Of course, my mother taught me my multiplication tables, and I had in division. I don't think she taught me interest. Mm-hmm. So I was quite far advanced in mathematics, so I went to school as well as reading.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember, did you take your lunch when you went to school?
Oh, yes. Took our lunch, and we all drank out of the same water pail, out with the same cup. And, of course, we had the usual coals. And on cold days, the stove was in the middle of the room. And on cold days, we couldn't keep warm in our seats, and we'd all circle around the stove. Mm-hmm. And our face would burn, and our backs would be cold. And we'd hold our big geography books up in front of our face to protect it from the heat.
Do you remember any of the games you played at recess time?
Oh, yes. Played pom-pom pull-away. Hide and seek. And there was another game, I can't think of the name of it. You put a stone on top of another stone and then take another stone and try to hit it, knock it off. It had a name, but I've forgotten it.
Uh-huh. How about Annie Over?
Yes, we played that too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where you throw the ball over the school?
Yes. Yeah, we played that. Uh-huh. And then we played catch. And
boys and girls together?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And probably you wore long stockings, cotton stockings.
Yes, we wore long stockings. In the wintertime, we wore long underwear and tucked them in our stockings. And when we went to bed, my father would fill the mattress with straw when he thrashed. And we'd have that on our bed, and on top of that would be a feather bed, and on top of that would be three or four blankets. When he first filled the mattress with straw, it would be so high it was hard work to climb up in the bed.
When your mother did some spring house cleaning, what, for instance, would she have done?
Well, she took the carpets up off the floor, and they put them on the line and beat them, and how the dust would fly. And then...
What would she beat them with?
A stick.
A stick.
Didn't have a carpet beater. There was the carpet beaters were on the market, but she didn't have one, and she used a stick. Mm-hmm. My father would usually do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put straw, clean straw, on the floor, and put the carpet over it, and tacked down the edges all around the edge. And then the next year, what a dirty mess it was to clean up.
Yes. What was the object in putting straw under there?
Made the floor warmer.
Did she ever use newspapers under the rug?
After a while she did, and then didn't use straw. But she didn't have many newspapers because we only took a weekly paper, didn't have daily papers.
Papers weren't as big then, were they?
No, probably about 6 or 7, or maybe 8 sheets
for a
weekly paper. But they didn't have the great big ads. Mm-hmm. Ads was very small, and the news was kind of
condensed. About the rugs? Would you describe what her rugs were like?
The rugs?
Were they homemade?
Most of them were. My mother didn't have many rugs. But the only place you'd use a rug would be in between one door to room to the next. But the carpets was all rag carpets.
Yes. Did she make them?
She cut the strips and sewed them together and rolled them up in a ball and took them to the weavers.
I see.
There were all to be some woman in the neighborhood that would weave rugs.
Well. What about the lamp light that you used? Can you remember that?
She would take a strip of paper, probably about an inch wide, and roll it up real tight at the beginning, and then looser at the end, and then would light that with a match and used it to light her lamps with. That saved matches.
In those days, people tried hard to save every way
every
they could.
Every way possible, they saved.
Did she do canning?
Well, no, because they didn't do canning in those days. They didn't have cans.
That she probably dried some food.
She'd done a lot of drying, and we used to have those old mason cans. She'd done some canning and fruit, but no vegetables, because vegetables wouldn't keep.
But probably would salt down some meat, too.
Yes, she always butchered 2 hogs, or my father did. And salted down the, what we'd call bacon now, but they called it salt pork. She never made bacon. And salted down the hams and shoulders. And then made the sausage and would put it in a large pan and cover the top of the sausage with the melted lard. And it would keep for a long, long time.
Would she keep that in the basement of the house?
What?
Would she keep that in the cellar?
No, she kept it in her pantry.
They had pantries in those
days. They had pantries in those days.
Yes. Can you remember what a breakfast would be like? What would you have for breakfast? Is it different than today?
Oh, yes. We had toast and coffee and cream of wheat, and sometimes salt pork.
Did you have fresh fruit, like oranges?
Oh, no. We'd get an orange in our stocking once a year for Christmas.
Yes.
And I don't remember my father ever buying bananas.
What would be like? Would it be at noon time?
Yes, it was always at noon. We'd always have potatoes and some kind of meat. And during the summertime, we'd have vegetables. Mm-hmm. And usually pie for dessert or pudding.
Homemade pie?
Yeah, oh yes, homemade pie. Yes. My father was very, very fond of mincemeat pie. Mm. So we had a lot of mincemeat pies. Mm-hmm. She always made mincemeat when we butchered.
Mm-hmm. How do you make mincemeat?
She would take, she would usually grind up the heart and the tongue and the scraps of meat that didn't go into sausage. And then about, a third meat to two-thirds apples, all ground up, and then spices.
Mm-hmm. Did she use raisins, too?
Yes, we had raisins, but we didn't have the seedless raisins. Mm-hmm. They were seeded. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I never liked seeded raisins.
I can remember my grandmother having something in the middle of the table, silverware and that sort of thing, kept into a bowl, and it was all covered with cheesecloth. And it was left on the table all the time.
And
do you remember?
And it would go around in a circle?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it did. Yes, I can remember those, but my mother never had one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I can remember, and we kept the ketchup bottle and the vinegar cruet and salt and pepper, and I think there was a sugar.
And a spoon holder.
Yes, and a spoon holder.
Always on the table.
Always on the table. Mm-hmm. In the center of the table, and go round and round.
Yes, I know.
I can't think of the word.
Well, you spent the early part of your life on that farm, and then your father moved to Albion?
No, my father never moved.
Oh.
My aunt that lived in Albion offered to board me and take care of me while I went to school.
I see.
So I'd go up in the fall, take the train, and stay until Christmas time. And then usually at Christmas, she'd go with me for about a couple of weeks vacation. Mm-hmm. And then I would stay again until school was out.
What was your aunt's name?
Sarah Jane Ellis.
Is she related to your husband?
Well, she married Elijah Ellis. And Elijah Ellis was a great uncle of my husband, Ray.
Okay, so you went to school then in Albion.
Yes.
And how long were you there? How long did you go to school?
4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, they built a high school building on West Academy Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have good memories about going to school in Albion?
Well, I can remember when they built the school pretty good. Mm-hmm. Because they had no place for the children to go to school. And you used the city hall, and they used the churches, and we had to go from one to the other to go to classes.
Hmm. Well, had there been a school before this time? Did it burn down or something?
No, they was building a new high school building. Mm-hmm. It was a high school, and the upstairs part was the high school building part, and the downstairs was the grades. It's still down in Albion. They don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there was one room in it for the teacher's training class.
Did you participate in the teacher's training class? Were you in the teacher's training class?
Yes, I was there 2 years. Oh. It was supposed to be a one-year course, uh-huh. But I couldn't pass spelling, so I had to go back the next year. Uh-huh. And while I was there the next year, I was used quite a lot for substitute teaching, and I was sent down quite often to Mr. Carmer's office, the principal, to help him out. Mm-hmm. And whenever they wanted extra help here or there, I was usually sent because I didn't have much to do in the training class.
Yes. Did you eventually do any full-time teaching?
Not in Albion. When I graduated from training class, I went back home and I taught 2 years in a district school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, about somewhere along in here, you met the man who became your husband. Would you tell us about that, how you met him?
Well, every year my aunt would be invited to the Alice family picnic or celebrations for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in that way, I met the whole Alice family, including my husband.
What was he like? Was he about your age or what?
Just 1 month's difference between us. And he came down when, let me tell that.
Sure.
Came down when, the first time he came to see me, on a Sunday afternoon. Of course, my aunt didn't have much room, only a sitting room and a dining room. And she was there. So after a while, he suggested that we go to church. And I went to the Methodist church. And Mr. Woods was a preacher. He knew the Alice family because he had married three or four of my husband's relatives. So he knew the family, and he said to Ray, "What are you doing down here at Albion?" And he said, "Well, I come down to see my aunt."
Not really.
No.
Well, eventually, you were married. Would you tell us about your wedding a little bit?
Well, it was a very small wedding, just the two families and a couple of neighbors, of course, in my father's home, because they didn't go to church to be married then, only the Catholics.
Yes. Did you have a wedding trip or a honeymoon?
Yes, we went to Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. It was there 10 days.
Do you remember who was president or anything about Washington?
I think it is Wilson. Woodrow Wilson is president. I think he'd just been elected for him. I don't know whether I'm right or not,
Well, do you remember anything at all? How did you get there, by train?
Oh, yes, by train. One of the neighbors took us up to Stanley to take the train to Washington. That was about 10 miles from my father's home.
That's Stanley, New York?
Stanley, New York.
Yeah.
Of course, I was married in the wintertime, and he took us up in the cutter, and it was a very cold night, and he got pretty cold coming home.
Ah. When were you married? What was the date?
February 10th, 1914.
Well, that leads us into your married life. Where was your husband's home? Was it in Albion?
No, here on the Bates Road.
Right on this farm area where you are now? Same land?
Yeah, same land. He owned the farm then.
How many acres did he have?
140.
Are there still 140 acres?
Still 140 acres in it. My son has it now.
It's beautiful. Perhaps this would be a good time to say that you have a son on one side and a daughter on the other.
Yes, yes.
And your home is in the middle. Now, would you describe this present home?
Well, I live in a trailer, and with one on each side.
Well, this is a very lovely, compact, small home. It's ideal. This trailer is on one floor, and you have a bedroom,
yes,
a bathroom, a kitchen, and a living room.
Everything right handy, and only have to take a few steps to do this or that.
Yes.
And it's very handy for me now because I'm because I'm handicapped.
Well, not really. You are, but you aren't.
I can still get around and take care of myself.
Yes, you can. I'm going to skip right here. You have just celebrated your 90th birthday.
Yes.
Would you tell us a little bit about that celebration? Did they have a dinner party for you?
Yes, my son had a party for me for their family. And with a birthday cake and everything. And then the next week, my grandson took my daughter and husband and his wife to a restaurant, and we had a dinner there with a birthday cake. Tell about Ruth.
Sure.
And then next month, my granddaughter is going to take me down to Seneca Castle to visit my friends down there. And then the senior citizens went to McDonald's, and I went to that birthday party. So I had quite a 90th celebration.
I think you're very fortunate to be surrounded by family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My father also celebrated his 90th birthday. My sister and I had an open house for him. And then when my sister reached 90, my daughter-in-law packed up a dinner, and we went up there with a dinner and surprised her.
There were quite a few pictures taken of you at your party, weren't there?
Oh, at the Sydney's, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took several pictures. My son's mother-in-law birthday is the same day, so I had to share it with her.
But she's not 90.
She's 77.
Well, that's a good age.
Yeah.
So it's Mrs. Ray Ellis. You came to this farm where you now live. What was your home like that you went to? Did you live with his parents or what?
No, we lived alone. For the first few months, we lived with his parents until they moved out. They moved to Medina after we were married, and we only lived with them a few months.
Mm-hmm. And then you lived in which farmhouse?
This one over here, mm-hmm. The big house.
The big house, with a barn out in back, with a cupola.
Yes, the barn's been there, I guess, since 1872.
You've painted many pictures of that barn, haven't you?
I painted two or three.
Yes. Yes. Was your husband a full-time farmer?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Put in long hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And his father a farmer, too?
My father was a farmer, too.
And no, his father.
His father was a farmer. Mm-hmm. He grew peaches. Mm-hmm. He was one time was called Peach King because he had almost 100 acres of peaches at one time.
How did he harvest them? Did he have help?
Oh, yes. He had help harvest them, and then they after they got them picked, they would take them to his barn up here and sort them out and put them in little baskets. And then a lot of people would come and buy them. He'd take them to Batavia and sell them there. And they were shipped here and there and all over.
Mm-hmm. Did they use the canal for shipping, or was that too slow?
Not for peaches.
Mm-hmm.
They were shipped mostly by express.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who helped do the harvesting? Were they local people?
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have migrants then.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the women would help with the packing, not with the picking, but
yes. The neighbor women, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you help also?
Yes, I helped, too.
You came to this area as a young bride. Would you tell us about your day at home, a typical day?
Well, I done the cleaning with a broom. I had no carpets. We had rugs. And they were all just swept with a broom. And, of course, it raised a lot of dust, and I had to dust afterwards. And we lived on the east side of the road, and the road wasn't paved. And every time a farm wagon went by, or a horse and buggy in the summertime, it was dry, raised a lot of dust, and that would come in. So I had to do an awful lot of dusting. And we had cows, and I made butter. Well, I didn't make butter for the first few years, but I had made it.
Did you know how to cook right off?
Yes, I knew some about cooking. I could make bread, and I could make cakes and pies. And I knew quite a little about cooking before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Had to make my own bread, of course. My husband didn't like homemade bread, so whenever we could buy bread, we bought it.
Uh-huh. Did you have a wood stove to bake?
Yes, a wooden range. Wood burned wood.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to plan to bake and iron at the same time. I would make my pies and my bread and cake and get them ready to bake. And then I put my flat irons on the stove to an iron.
Mm-hmm. Your flat irons wood. Had to be heated on the stove.
Had to be heated on the stove. Mm-hmm. I had three, would have three flat irons on the stove, and mine had the handle to put on one to the other.
How did you do your laundry?
We had a washing machine that would, how do I explain it? Run by hand, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. It had a wheel, and you turn the wheel around, and that would agitate the clothes and wash them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And had a wringer, wring them out, and put them in the wash tubs and wash them.
And then how?
Rinse them, I mean.
Mm-hmm. And each time they had to go through the wringer?
Yes, mm-hmm. They went to the wringer three times.
Mm. And then to dry them, would you?
Hang them outdoors on the line. And in the wintertime, I put up a line in the back room and hung them upstairs in the wintertime.
Mm. That's changed a bit today, hasn't it?
Quite a little.
Yes. Yes.
Can't think of anything now.
Well, did your husband have cows?
Yes, he always had cows. Mm-hmm. The first few years he had, he fatted calves. He'd buy calves of the farmers, day old calves, and put them on the cows and fat them, and then sell them, and then get another calf. Mm. Then in about 1920, he began selling milk. Mm-hmm. He sold milk first to Mr. Brunner in the fall when the milk was scarce. Mm-hmm. And then I think he sold him for 1 year, and then he began selling all the time. Mm-hmm. He'd usually have around 25 to 30 cows, and they were milked by hand.
Did you ever do any milking?
I never milked by hand, but when he got the milking machine, I'd put the milking machine on the cows.
Mm-hmm. Was that milking machine run by electricity?
Yes.
Did he ever ship milk or cream?
He shipped cream. Mm-hmm. Shipped it to Buffalo, to the Fairmont Creamery Company. Mm-hmm.
And then what would he do with the milk that was left over?
Well, he had a few pigs and would give it to them, mm-hmm. and fat the pigs.
Yes. My grandmother used to call it slop the hogs.
Yes, slop the hogs. And then I made cottage cheese quite a little, too, and sold it to Medina.
How did you make cottage cheese? If I were going to start out and say, right now, I'm going to make some cottage cheese, how would I start?
You take it with your milk and get it sour. Now, when the first milk that gets sour, and especially in the wintertime, it takes a long while for it to sour. And when it gets sour, it's got a bitter taste. So I would take that milk and take the whey off from it and put it in a pan of fresh sweet milk.
What is whey?
The liquid stuff. The sour milk separates, you know, from the solid to the water. And then I put that whey in the fresh milk. Well, that would be sour then the next day, and it would have a good taste. And if you heat that, I've forgotten it. The degree, it seems if it's around 120. Mm-hmm. I always use the thermometer so I get it cooked just right. And cook it till it gets to that temperature. And then I would line a colander with a cheesecloth and pour this cooked milk in it and drain off the whey. And then take the curd and I would put cream in it. Most people put milk in, but I would put in rich milk. And put in salt and take it up to Medina and sell it to the grocery store.
What grocery stores do you remember being in Medina at that time?
I've forgotten the man's name. Mm-hmm. He ran a store that was on East Center Street. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten his name. I know when I first took it, he didn't want it. We had to almost beg him to take it. Mm-hmm. Well, he took the first batch and customers bought it, and they came back for some more, and then he took all I made after that.
Now, was this packed into one large container?
Take it in a large milk pan. Milk pan that hold, quite a few pounds.
Mm-hmm. And then he would dip it out, weigh it up?
Mm, he'd weigh it out and sell it by the pound.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably helping your husband with his farm chores.
Oh, yes. I went out after he got the milk machine. I went out every night and morning and helped milk, mm-hmm. especially when he was alone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when he had a hired man, I didn't help.
Mm-hmm. How would he get the cream to Buffalo?
We shipped it in 20 quart cans. Took it to the railroad station. They went up by express.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they paid for it according to the butter fat content.
Mm-hmm.
And they would give prizes for your butter fat.
Prizes?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of prize?
A silver teaspoon, or a fork, or a knife, whichever you wanted.
Hmm.
I have some.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You get so many pounds of butter fat, and you'd get a piece of silver.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your husband eventually planted quite a few tomatoes in a special way.
Yes, we always raise tomatoes every year, from anywhere from 5 to 10 acres every year. And the tomatoes at that time were planted by hand. They marked out the ground both ways so they could cultivate them from both directions.
Mm-hmm.
And one year we planted our tomatoes with a cabbage planter. And everybody said it couldn't be done. But we tried it, and I sat on the planter, and he sat out with him. And when we come to a mark, we put the plant in. Then we go on, and when the next mark came, we put a plant in. And we got them lined up pretty good from both directions. And the people went by on the road, they'd stop and watch us. Well, they'll never grow. But they did.
They did. And from then on, others probably used
to. Yeah, and it wasn't only a few years when everybody was planting mm-hmm. with a planter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot easier and saved a lot of work and get it done a lot quicker.
Yes. That's how farming has gone, isn't it?
Yes, one progress to another.
Yes. Well, I think that after a few years went by, you were blessed with a family.
Yes.
Would you tell us?
1920.
And her name is?
Martha. Both of her grandmothers' name was Martha, mm-hmm. and she was born on the 22nd of February, and George Washington's wife's name was Martha. So we had to have Martha.
That's nice. And then your son came along later.
In 1924.
And his name?
It was Sidney.
Yes.
After my mother's maiden name.
Oh, yes. You've been telling me a little bit about your husband's mother and how she was quite a singer.
Yes, she sang in the Baptist choir for 6 years. And then she composed music, and she just loved to play. She said she'd rather sit down and play the piano than eat.
What, could you tell us the name of one of her songs that she wrote?
She wrote a march. She called it the Garfield's March after President Garfield. That was before she was married. Mm-hmm. And had it published. And my daughter has a copy of it now.
That's beautiful. Speaking of her singing in the Baptist Church, have you been active in any church?
Yes, I was active in the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. In Medina?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And before our children came along, my husband ushered in the church.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But when we began to have babies, we couldn't go every Sunday.
Right. You were telling me about how you and your husband used to like to go to Buffalo before the children came. Would you tell us a little about
that?
Yes,
we would take the train up to Buffalo, and spend the day doing shopping, go to the theater, and just have a good time.
Uh-huh.
Because we'd always get our meals there, too. And then later, when we had cars, we would drive up.
Yes.
We'd have to have somebody come take care of the children then, so we didn't go so often.
Yes. Do you remember vaudeville?
Yes, we always went to a vaudeville. See him dance and sing and do other stunts.
Uh-huh. Nowadays we have television so much in our homes, it seems to take the place of going out like that.
Yes.
What did you do in the for recreation other than going to Buffalo? Did you have groups?
Well, we went to church and we went to the church doings that they had. Mm-hmm. They would always see something going on at the church.
How about the Grange?
Well, we never belonged to the Grange. My father-in-law belonged to the Grange, but my husband never did.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be three Granges. One at Knowlesville, one in Medina, and one, I think, at Shelby. My husband never joined.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to have, once in a while, our neighborhood doings, and we'd go to them.
What do you mean, neighborhood doings, for instance?
Oh, just neighborhood get together and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
They would, if they had room enough, they'd dance.
Uh-huh.
And have something to eat and talk.
Yeah. You're so creative now with your painting and your so many hobbies. How did you do this? Have you always had these hobbies?
I didn't do very much of it until after my husband went. I didn't have really time.
When did your husband die?
In 1968.
Mm-hmm. Goodness, that's only 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say only.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't paint, or you didn't...
I didn't paint, but I made my own Christmas cards. I started making them in somewhere in the 1950s. Of course, that was does some painting. I made them, and I guess that was about all. I made a few little things. I'd done a lot of embroidery, done quite a little crewel embroidery before he went.
How about making the dolls?
I didn't get started with them until after he went. Mm-hmm. After I joined the senior citizens, they got me going on them. Mm-hmm.
Did someone teach you, or what?
Huh?
Did someone teach you how to do it?
Well, in a way, Helen Waldo wanted to know if I'd make one once. I told her I didn't have the pattern. Well, she said, I've got a pattern. So she gave me the pattern, and I started making them. Then the wolf I put on myself.
What do you mean, the wolf?
It's a Red Riding Hood on one end, and Grandma on the other end, and then the wolf is on the back of Grandma's head. And I made that pattern myself.
That's when you lift up her bonnet.
You lift up Grandma's bonnet, and there's a wolf with his tongue sticking out.
You also make apple dolls.
Yes, I made quite a few of them. The seniors taught me how to do that. And then I make the toddler balls. I got that pattern when I was visiting my sister once, one of her neighbors. Was making one, and I got the pattern.
A toddler ball is made of what?
Cloth, mm-hmm. Cut in a triangle and put together.
Mm-hmm. So that a small child or a toddler can
easily get a hold of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're for a little tot to throw around.
Yes.
They're soft and they don't knock everything
furniture.
Over and break it. Yes, I learned that when I was down to Sanca Castle taking care of my father.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the home bureau down there, and I learned to cane chairs, and do rush, and I learned to stencil,
mm-hmm.
And every finish.
Mm-hmm.
I've done I've done over 30 stencil chairs, but I've given it up now. It's too hard work.
It is hard work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do caning yet.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well. Do you remember when the Senior Citizen Center started down here in Medina?
Yes. But I wasn't one of the first members. I wasn't a charter member.
Mm-hmm. You've been quite active there, though.
Yes, except in the last few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I went, they was having their meetings in the Methodist Church. And I can remember they're fixing over the old depot for their home.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful place for it.
It is nice. Yes. Very yes. nice.
I know when they have their fall fairs, you always have so much that you take in. That,
yes, I've had a table all by myself for years.
Is that right?
Of things that I made. And I've usually done pretty good.
Yes. Do you make jewelry too?
Make what?
Jewelry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made that.
Made the necklace you have on?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I've made quite a few beads and things.
I like your note paper that you make. You use old stamps?
Old stamps and feathers mm-hmm. and tatting. Anything I can get my hands on that's small.
Very clever. Mm-hmm. Very nice. We were talking some time ago about the big depression that came along. I think you said you were treasurer for the school district?
Yes, I was treasurer for the school district and had their money in the bank when it failed. And of course, the first month after it failed, there was no money to pay the teacher. She had to wait until we could get some money.
Mm-hmm. How do you remember that period in time? How did they survive the depression?
Well, they just simply didn't have any money. They couldn't buy what you wanted to buy. You didn't have any money to pay for it. And the prices went down, too. They just simply dropped. Everything was high before that came along, and it just dropped, as you might say, overnight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think our prices today are pretty high.
They are much higher than they were in the 20s when we thought they were high then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were also telling me earlier about a trip that you had. You and your family went back to Seneca Castle.
Oh, when we went there to Christmas?
Yes, would you tell us about the car and how you
Yeah, we had a Model A car. It was had the front seat and the back seat, no trunks, but it had a running board on each side. And we stopped in Albion and picked up my aunt to take down to Seneca Castle. She had a suitcase. Of course, we had a suitcase, more than one, I think. And the Christmas presents that we were both taking down. And there wasn't much room in the car. I know I put the suitcase on the seat. And I took along some blankets for the bed. And I folded the blankets, put them on top of the suitcase. And set Sydney on top of the whole thing. And then some more suitcases and boxes by the side of it. And my aunt and Martha sat on the what was left of the back seat. And then some packages was strapped onto the running board. And we were pretty cramped, but we got there.
Have you ever flown in a plane? Have you ever flown
in
a plane?
No, never been in an airplane. Mm-hmm. I like to keep one foot on the ground.
While we're talking, and you've lived to be 90 years old, have you had many days of poor health, or you've been in the hospital?
Never been in the hospital at all.
Ever?
Never.
You had your children at home?
Well, Martha was born in the old hospital in Medina, but Sydney was born at home.
What do you mean, old hospital in Medina? Which one was that?
Well, it was on the corner of Eagle Street and West Avenue, I think.
Yes. And you've never been in a hospital?
Never been in a hospital.
Have you had occasion to call on doctors?
Oh, yes. I've been to the doctors mm-hmm. for little things.
Yes. But so you really can't tell me too much about how No, I can't. Doctor's care has changed.
No, I can't tell you much about the doctors.
Uh-huh.
Only they used to come to the home to see you.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had the measles. Better shut it off. When Martha was 2 years old. And, of course, she got them.
Mm.
I had the doctor then. Doctor for myself and for Martha.
Mm.
And then later, when she was around 10, she had the measles again.
Hmm.
But I didn't get them the second time.
Hmm. Did the doctor come to see her the second time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She and Sidney both had them, and I had them both of them in bed, and he looked at her, and he didn't say a word. Turned around, and he looked at Sidney. Well, he's got the measles.
Hmm.
Then he went back and looked at her, and well, after a while, he said, well, she's got the measles.
Did you have to keep the shades drawn so they were in the dark?
Oh, yes, I kept the shades drawn, kept them in the dark,
and mm-hmm.
tried to keep them quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work, keep two kids quiet.
Yes, yes. That was probably before the modern medicines, too.
Yes, yeah, and they kept them in bed for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to worry about polio?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Worried quite a lot about it when they had the epidemics.
Mm-hmm. My mother was always having us wash our hands, constantly, it seems.
Yeah.
Trying not to do whatever you do to get it.
He didn't have whooping cough. It was chicken pox he had. And the nurse came to see him when he was out in the field working. He was feeling good, but he was still broke out. And so she said he couldn't come back to school yet.
Well, I think chicken pox is something where most children aren't too awfully sick, but they look
awful. No, you're
not.
And it only lasts a few days, but it lasted on him for a long time. Because
yes.
He broke out to see all over his body. He yes. had those rashes.
Yes. Breaking.
But he
blisters.
Felt good.
Yes.
After the first couple of days.
Well, now your son Sidney has this farm that your husband had and his father before him.
Mm-hmm.
And what does your son grow or have?
Well, he rents the farm now.
I see.
Yeah.
You mean he rents it to someone else?
Yeah, he rents it to Walter Webster.
I see. And then is your son doing any farming?
No, he does trucking.
Oh, I see. But he lives right next door.
Yes, we live there just the same.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Is that on?
No.
Did you ever work away from home?
Not after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I taught school 2 years before I was married, but not after I was married, because there really wasn't anything that a woman could do. She could teach school, or she could be a nurse, or work clerk in the store. And of course, in those days, you was really busy taking care of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have the conveniences to work with, and everything was done in a hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Took a long time. Washed our dishes by hand. Didn't have any electricity, no refrigerators or vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Took a long time to do your housework.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed.
Yes, things have changed.
Yes.
And then, of course, we've done our own baking and cooking. Now you buy a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And with electricity to do your work, a lot of time saver.
Mm-hmm. Minnie, now that you have reached the age of 90 and you can look back, how do you think our world is going?
Going too fast.
In what way?
Everybody's in a hurry. You don't have time for this, and you don't have time to stop and say hello to your neighbor. You really don't know your neighbors. We used to know all of the neighbors. Know them personally and know all about them, but now you don't even know their name.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is because of the automobile?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you think about walking on the moon?
It's a great achievement.
I think it is, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great achievement.
Yes.
And we've learned a lot about the moon that we didn't know before.
Right. Now if we could only learn how to get along with our neighbor in different countries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if we could only be at peace.
Right.
There's too much greed in the world now.
Yes. Someone has told me that they think that's our greatest weakness, is our greed.
Yeah, greed and selfishness. Mm-hmm. If you want to get anywhere, you'll go and knock the next person down. Don't think anything about it to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about your neighbor having feelings or anything.
Mm-hmm. And yet there's a lot of good being done,
too.
Oh,
yes, there's a lot of good being done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think like the Senior Citizen Center is a good example.
Yes, they do a lot of good. Mm-hmm. And I know they've helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for this interview, Minnie.
I hope I've helped you.
You've helped a lot of people.
Well, I hope I have.
Thank you.